On his farm in Montpelier, Vermont, Joe Bewley is washing cucumbers by hand.
These will all get turned into gazpacho or chilled cucumber dill soup.
He used to be a chef and restaurant owner. Now, Bewley runs Screamin' Ridge Farm and what you might call a farm-to-bowl soup business. This year, Bewley got a $15,000 grant from the Vermont state government. He'll spend it, he says, on a commercial potato peeler. That lets him peel potatoes faster, spending more time getting his product on shelves.
As I get this processing equipment, it now allows me to ramp up to a capacity where the large retail customers are like, okay, you can keep up with our demand. We're interested in buying your product, and your price point is competitive.
Just about everything that happens with food in Vermont is influenced by Farm to Plate, the state's 10-year strategic plan. It got its start in 2007 with Vermont Senator Christopher Bray. He says the state has always been involved in its dairy industry. But 6 years ago, dairy farms were shuttering, one after another.
And I felt like we needed to step away from this very reactive mode and say, let's think about this as a whole system.
The Farm to Plate law was passed with $100,000 of seed money from Vermont's state government. But the resulting strategic plan led to millions of dollars of state grants to people and organizations involved in local food, like the grant that will fund farmer Joe Bewley's automatic potato peeler. You might ask whether, with a loan from traditional farm lenders, Bewley could have gotten his potato peeler without spending taxpayer dollars. And the answer is yes, he could have. But would he have? Bewley says no.
I am just not going to put my house up as collateral for a 3% interest loan and basically risk losing everything. Farming's already a risky business.
Bewley says the grant leaves him with more capital to recover from events like this year's poor growing season, and that makes it easier for him to grow his business. Of course, farming in New England is famously not very lucrative. In Vermont, 80% of farms make less than $50,000 in sales each year. Why would a state invest in something with such slim profit margins? Here's Vermont's Deputy Secretary of Agriculture, Jolinda LeClaire.
We understand that Vermont's working landscape has a great deal to do with tourism. And tourism is our second largest revenue sector in the state of Vermont, only following manufacturing.
But more important than that, LeClaire says, is the fact that, surveys show, most Vermonters care deeply about the working landscape. And there are direct economic impacts, too. According to a recent report to the Vermont legislature, the state has seen 650 new jobs and 300 new businesses in local food since the project got underway in 2007. One of those businesses got its start 40 minutes away from Joe Bewley's farm. That's the Mad River Food Hub in Waitsfield. This for-profit food hub rents out a commercial kitchen, meat processing facilities, and more to local businesses. Jacob Finson, the hub's manager, points out the equipment farmer Bewley uses to make his soups.
Over there you see a 40-gallon steam-jacketed kettle. It's essentially a large double boiler. You can clear onions, reduce syrup, make soup, what have you. And in the corner there is a blast chiller, which is the exact opposite of a convection oven, just because it's very cold.
The blast chiller, Finson says, costs about $15,000. And while Mad River Food Hub's operating costs are covered by membership fees, it's gotten about $44,000 in grants for equipment from Vermont's Ag Agency. That kind of state aid has been a tougher sell in the Live Free or Die state. And as things are now, New Hampshire offers no grants to help farmers grow their businesses, although there are some programs through the federal government. Last year, New Hampshire Senator Martha Fuller Clark proposed a bill that mimics Vermont's farm-to-plate legislation without the $100,000 state appropriation. But there's no consensus on whether Vermont's approach is the right idea for New Hampshire. Margaret McCabe is a food policy expert and UNH professor of law. She warns that on this side of the Connecticut River, Vermont's policies may not make as much sense.
We have Boston in our backyard, right? And I mean, and truly we're more of a divided state in terms of southern being more suburban and urban and northern being much more rural, Vermont almost wholly rural. And so we may be looking at manufacturing saying, well, that's really the direction we want to head in, and that's a logical choice for us.
McCabe suggests regional local food systems may need time to grow organically, no pun intended, before the state gets more involved. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.